one is called to be Machne Pula Litchila, which means at the Prophet of Gaul Yisrael, one should not be master anything being that and Tarn Shmer Esri, even the Omen of Gaul Yisrael, from the Kabbal, one should not say, the only thing he can say is Hashem is called like Tishkoch, which is the beginning of Shmer Esri. Ramos says that some say that it is permitted to say the Omen of Gaul Yisrael, that's the Minig Ashkenaz. In order to avoid the, you don't want to get involved in this, my break is supposed to do it or not, so the Eitzah of finishing to together with the Chazak, then you don't have to answer on it. Ramo brings over example, there are those that say that the Smir Gula Tzvila is only in a weekday, not in Yom Tov and Shabbos, because it's based on the Pasuk of Yad Kashem Yom Tzara, that you mention the Tzara, and then you have your Tzvila, the Ula and the Golus, and then you say Yerotzen Rifi. That's the next Pasuk. You mention the Tzara and the Gula from the Tzara, and then after you just start out. That's only the Yom Tzara. You mention the Tzara is only during the weekday, but in Shabbos, you know, we do mention the Tzara, but this concept of Yom Tzara, you don't make a thing out of it. Where they say that the net disagrees with that Tzara, is to be eager to dismiss Gula Tzvila is based on the Yerushalmi that says that if somebody who's close with the king, he knocks on the door, and he doesn't have patience, and the king doesn't answer right away, and the person waiting went away to some other place. So also there, saying the Gula, recognizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu saves us, Ramalam and Ateva is a way of knocking on the door, opening up the conversation with Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can balance something else. If we start Shmoneh Esrei, that's either that we separate ourselves from Shmoneh Esrei, and we lose out the Ramayla Tefillah, where it should be. When he said over Shmoneh Esrei, for those the Shas, he said Hashem Svosei Tiftoch, that's the opening statement of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishabru says it's preferable to say it the Lachash. He's supposed to say it for himself, not for the Tzibur. So a person who's saying for those the Shas, he should say Hashem Svosei Tiftoch, not out loud. And afterwards, Dr. Shmoneh Esrei.